How we doing? Alex.
The intro music is still...
That's okay. Is it still bad?
It is still very bad, and I can barely hear it. But we'll go with it. We'll go with another scuffed episode.
Right. I had a bunch of tech problems, which is why we didn't do this last week. Let's just say the soundboard will be on a hiatus until I fix it. So, rest in peace, soundboard. Yeah. It was great while we had you.
It was amazing while we had you.
I want to fuck inanimate objects. Let's start there this week, huh?
So which inanimate object do you want to fuck the most, though?
Fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant? Is it because of all those curves on it, or... Can you give a quick explanation?
Oh yeah, man. Oh, fuck yeah. Don't you fucking know, dude? I'm gonna fuck a fire hydrant. Wow. All right.
At least there's a couple of holes.
I want full pressure, man. That's called a fucking clonic right there. That'll clean you out right
there.
Yeah,
use that for your enema.
I don't think you're gonna need one after that. You're gonna be fucking dead.
Nice and flushed out.
Yeah, I feel really refreshed and just I feel like I'm gonna seize the day. I can't shit properly anymore. I have to shit into a bag and it comes out of my belly button.
I mean, it was a really cleansing and nice experience.
Hey, you know, if you got polyps, I'll get rid of them. I'm right fucking there, dude. They're gone.
You know it.
They're fucking gone.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, Alex, we're back again. A 1 week hiatus due to technical issues. Apologies. But we do have our Twitch chat working. We have Alex who is potentially able to look at it.
I am fully able to look at it. I saw Stream Elements commented that we're live now, so I'm just waiting for an actual person.
That's a fucking bot. That doesn't count as an actual person.
Well, I should...
We're out of the fucking Stone Age, folks. We know how to fucking automate shit, set shit up properly, kinda. I mean, we took a little bit of a step back with the soundboard, but you know, whatever.
Fucking yeah. Man. Well, I should be able to see whatever chatter is coming to the chat, too, so...
Yo, what's up, chatters? How about you send me $50 and I'll let you suck my little pecker?
Ooh, that sounds like a deal on my part. What's it like?
It's not prostitution if I let the webcam run.
Yeah, then it's just pornography and you can both make money on it.
Exactly. It doesn't mean we have to release it.
Doesn't mean you have to pay the other person.
Shut the fuck up, I need the money, bro. I need the money, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
I need the fucking money.
Who says we're gonna pay anybody? I'm sure not getting paid.
Oh my god, I just spent my last $100 on a Superman comic book and now my dick hurts. These are unrelated.
I've been beating off so hard for the last couple weeks. Why is my dick hurting now? Of all time.
My penis started to hurt when I was watching Moon Knight. Oh. Oh no.
Like, what's wrong?
I got too hard when I was watching Morbius or whatever that fucking Jared Leto movie that just bombed. Is I don't fucking know. I didn't even know it existed before.
I did,
you know,
not.
Today,
I saw no trailers for it, and then it's suddenly like Morbius, something that like was just bombed terribly. It's just like, wow, a movie I didn't know existed, and it's terrible.
Holy shit, dude! You could have released a video of walruses fucking nonstop for 20 minutes. just in the middle of the film. And if it was a Marvel film, it would have made money, you know, pre-pandemic.
Isn't that National Geographic that does
No,
that?
I think that's actually Captain Marvel. I remember, don't you remember where
the walruses
were fucking?
Yeah, I think
I remember Jude Law fucked the walrus or something. Yeah. I don't remember.
I think that was the best part of the movie. Like, it wasn't a very good movie.
Balls. Dude, he was just balls deep in those walruses. And,
I mean, he does him. Yeah.
Who are we to judge?
I think the walruses were having a pretty good time, too. It looked like it the whole time.
It did not. They were trying to get away.
Oh.
They were... They ended up killing themselves afterwards.
Oh.
In story. No animals were harmed during the making of this film. Now, children, we can't confirm that they weren't harmed.
Oh.
If there's any children, but...
That's unfortunate.
You know, it's a Hollywood film, man. Some kid was getting fucked.
Yeah, that...
That's the nicest way I can put it.
That's the unfortunate part.
I feel like, you know what, I should just start becoming more and more like Michael Moore each week, you know?
Michael Moore, I feel like I've heard that name, but I don't remember where
he's
from.
He's that fat guy who makes documentaries saying that George Bush caused Columbine or some shit, I don't know. Everything's George Bush's fault.
Bush did 9/11, Bush did Columbine, Bush made Area 51.
Yeah. Bush shaved my bush.
Bush shot
George
Jeffrey
Bush
Epstein.
Just came over with Bush shot Jeffrey Epstein.
Confirmed.
Bush was Jeffrey Epstein. Everything's Bush's fault.
Yeah.
And not George. And not Jeb. Not George Sr. Fucking Barbara Bush. That's whose fault it is. That's the real fucking demon of them all. I'll tell you that right now.
Just look in her
Cold-hearted
eyes.
Cold-hearted bitch.
Yeah, just look at
her. You could see in her eyes the fucking evil.
Yeah, just pure black eyes.
Destroyer.
Pure
black. She'd go to fucking... She would just start going up to the nursery ward and snapping babies' necks just because she's fucking evil. That evil.
Yeah, it was unfortunate
Goddamn.
When they made a documentary Crazy. About that. Like, they make a documentary about everything nowadays. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, there is a lot of useless documentaries, you know what I
like,
mean?
Oh,
did we need a... I like Kanye West, okay? I'll say it. I still like Kanye West. He's pretty good. Did we need a 3-part documentary on his career right now?
No, we need a 5-part documentary on it.
Fuck, he's only in his 40s. Like,
exactly.
He's still got a ways to go.
Yeah, you need a 5-part documentary. One for every 8 years of his life. Unless
like,
you want
you know
an 8
I mean?
Part.
Like, I get, like, he's still around. Why do we have to make documentaries on things that are still happening? You know what I mean? Like, isn't the point to tell the story of the full situation? So, like, if it's an open-ended story, what's the fucking point? I could just watch the fucking news.
Well, it's... Actually...
Right?
Why do we have documentaries on animals? Because they haven't died off yet. Like,
is it fucking hot to watch? What?
What, you haven't watched whale porn before?
No, I have not watched whale porn.
Well, yeah, just go to National Geographic and search up one of their whale documentaries.
This is a Steve Irwin memorial episode of our podcast where we talk about fucking animals. Just like Steve.
I mean, it's the only way to go
just
about
like Steve
it.
Steve Irwin did.
It's the only way to honor him completely.
Mate, I'm about to fuck this flamingo.
Not,
look at this rascal trying to run.
I'm not trying the accent. We already know that I'm going to fuck it completely.
What you got to do is you got to... I just fucked it up. you got to tie her down. That was bad. That was really bad.
Did you say tie her down?
Oh, that's what you gotta do. You just gotta tie her down. That was closer, not quite there.
Yeah, you're almost there. You're.
Crikey.
Oi, crikey!
I'm gonna come in a penguin.
No, I already knew. Just going in. I already knew I was gonna fuck it. We're
I
70...
want to hear it. Let's hear it.
Oh.
Drum roll.
Oi, crikey! Why don't we go out and save some kangaroos?
Oh, nice con!
Just starts yelling. Oh, nice con! Let's go and save some fucking kangaroos, why don't we?
No, he's fucking the kangaroos.
Yeah.
The number one crocodile hunter, that's what he is.
He's yeah, that's how he saves them. He dicks them down real good.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Repopulating them.
Real good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's repopulating them.
You know how they said in like 100 years we'll all be one race? Nah, dude, we're gonna be half fucking crocodile if Steve Irwin had anything to say with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Play it. You know.
Rip Steve Irwin. God, Alex.
Yeah, rest in peace or something. I don't know.
Ripped in pieces. He didn't get mauled.
No, he got stung by a jellyfish.
Wasn't it a stingray? Like
a... Close enough.
He got stung by something. Some water animal.
Yeah. It's too bad he got stung by it, because then I would have known what the fuck it was if he hadn't got stung by it. He could have been able to tell me what it was. Now we'll never fucking know.
If only he didn't die from it. Research. If only he didn't die from it.
Now I just know don't go fucking near it. Like, I don't have to go into the ocean, so I just choose not to.
Just don't go to Australia. Just don't go to Australia in general. That's, you're gonna die.
Lakes are pushing it. There's a reason why Australia was a prison colony, okay? It's literally a shithole.
Yeah, 90% of it is desert.
At least, like, New Zealand looks cool.
Does it? Does it even exist, though?
It's like if Australia was nice. Like, if Australia was actually habitable by human beings.
You lost me there. That would Australia be nice? Yeah. Habitable? You lost me immediately.
Plus, I think they filmed Lord of the Rings there, so... There's some hairy toe-knuckled fucking midgets there, I'm telling you that.
Oh wait, no, that's Finland. That's Finland that doesn't exist. I got my countries Finland mixed up. The non-existent place of
Finland. What, are you just saying
Finland.
It's part of Russia?
No. I'm saying
I'm
it
just
doesn't
Finland's
exist fully.
Finland's just really part of Sweden. Just kind of Sweden, really.
Yeah, but it, like, isn't Sweden and New Zealand basically the same thing, too?
Well, Sweden has IKEA and ABBA and...
What's New Zealand have?
Lord of the Rings. Sheep fucking.
I thought that was Scotland.
Well, they imported it from there.
I mean, makes sense.
They're
the kings of sheep fucking in Scotland.
Yo, the king of sheep fucking. What's up?
Can
we get off the topic of animals now? I feel like I'm trying to, every single time I try to get out, you pull me back into it, and I don't want to. I don't want to be thrusted back into the ass end of this conversation.
Well, you
no
wanna,
lube, you, nothing.
Don't you want to be thrusted in just immediately?
No. I don't.
No?
Yeah.
You sure love doing it to other people, though.
I'm gonna switch the fucking topic now, okay? So Noah may be on later. We don't know. He's got a wacky little schedule that I don't give two fucks about to actually listen to what he has to say. So, me and Alex figured we'll just fucking roll. We'll keep rolling just like our patron saints, Our Lady of Limp Bizkit, says. Keep on rolling, baby. Come on, baby. Oh, baby, it's time to get on rolling, baby. Oh, yeah.
Would you like keep to explain rolling, to everyone rolling, how uncultured rolling. I am? Because I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about again.
Look, we're going up to Ottawa soon. We're not saying when. We're not saying where we're going. We're going up. We're going to listen to Limp Bizkit the entire way up.
He's going to force a helmet Ladies on my head gentlemen. Just playing only Limp Bizkit the whole time. He will force me to become more cultured.
Give me something break.
I mean, you only introduced me to one song from the concert that we're going to go and see on unspecified
date.
Yeah,
don't worry. I got... Like, well, I figured maybe you would listen to more.
Oh, yeah. As soon as that happened, like, recently I started listening to more of their songs, and I was like, this is pretty fucking good.
See, what you gotta do is you gotta listen to the new album. That's what you gotta listen to, because they're gonna play mainly that, probably.
I will look into it in, like, the next day or two.
Oh, yeah, your busy schedule.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to have to check with my secretary. I'll be too busy beating off to anime titty women. Well,
like,
to
on
take
Sunday,
5 minutes and multitask.
On Sunday, I am back at work, though, so.
Oh, shit. Closed on Sunday. Yo, my Chick-fil-A. Back to Kanye. Hey, what do you think about Pete Davidson? I think he's a rat-faced fuck. What?
Wait, what's happening with Pete Davidson and his big cock now?
No, just use this as an excuse to call Pete Davidson a rat-faced fuck.
I mean, I see it. I definitely see it.
Yeah.
It's
he
almost...
He looks like the personification of hepatitis.
It's almost as if he's the Rat King.
I wouldn't say that. Let's not give him a royal status, fuck.
Rat
even
jester.
Calling him a rat king, no, he's not that funny. He's like the main case of why you shouldn't drink when you're pregnant, because your child will look like Pete Davidson and act like Pete Davidson. I mean, I gotta give him credit. He's fucking literally everyone, but
as soon as you said that, the only way I can think of, like, drinking while pregnant is now Pete Davidson. Like, that's the only result now.
He's literally the poster child of fetal alcohol syndrome. I'm just saying that right now.
You're gonna have that stuck in my head now. Great.
Yeah.
Just Pete Davidson.
Oh, man, you're not
gonna
be able to watch all those... Man, you're not gonna be able to watch SNL now. Oh. You thought was unwatchable because the jokes weren't good. Well, fucking, you just wait until you try to watch it now, man. Now the jokes aren't good, and you can't stop thinking about Rat Boy.
Oh, God, no. How could you?
Yeah.
You've ruined my days of watching SNL.
I know.
I mean, that's what I did on my free time. SNL was so good before.
You've been watching since the 70s. Crazy.
I watched it since the 80s, man. It's so good.
Since the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've watched it for so fucking long, man. I loved SNL, but now, how could you ruin it for me?
All your favorites, like,
Betty White.
Robert Downey Jr. and Michael Anthony Hall. Those are your favorite cast members of SNL.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... Who could ever forget Robert?
He was actually on SNL for a year, so
I have no idea who that second person was. Anthony Hall, you said? Who?
Close enough. Hall & Oates. Tell me, girl, what you want.
Honey Bunches of Oats?
Tell me, girl, what you want. Honey Bunches of Hall & Oates.
Serial Murderers?
Holly Bunches of Oats.
Are we talking about Serial Murderers now? Or
is this what it feels like to be inside Pete Davidson's brain? Just pure retardedness?
No, that's in my brain.
It feels like
Pete Davidson is a couple levels below me. Like, we're at my level right now. We have a couple more levels to go to hit.
I feel like Pete Davidson probably has early onset dementia. Like, they're gonna have to put him in a home in a couple months, and he's just gonna be fucking old women, because he's dementia and he can't control his urges anymore.
No, he'll be fucking a pillow, not old women. He'll think the pillow's old women. It's just fucking the same pillow every day.
He's sticking his dick in the sink spout, you know. Just...
yeah, somehow it gets stuck every time.
I was in SNL, man. What you talking about?
I was the funniest man. Guy there.
Man, you every know he's time. Friends with Machine Gun Kelly, right? Like, if you took the two people I can't bear to see the most...
Me and Noah.
In the news...
Oh.
Well, besides... No, I mean in the news. You guys aren't... we're not relevant enough to be in the news. Fuck. Jesus, we're fucking nobody.
I thought you were talking about in general.
Look, if I'm talking about people who are in the news a bunch, it's Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson. They are fucking insufferable. I hate seeing things about them. I won't say I hate them, because that's just mean. I hate hearing about them.
You hate the idea of them. You don't hate them.
I really hate the concept. I hate the whole concept of Pete Davidson, really. I don't know. It's just the whole it feels like a flawed one. It just feels
the
like
whole
a flawed
concept of Machine Gun and Kelly. Who really needs a machine gun that badly? And who calls himself Kelly?
Who names their male son Kelly?
I mean, like, come on,
Kid
man.
Kelly.
What was the whole idea behind him?
Hey, man, you do you, but why would you do that, man? Why would you call your kid Kelly?
He doesn't even spit raps as fast as a machine gun. Like, what's the point?
That's true.
His whole name's a fucking lie.
He actually loses brain cells about as fast as a machine gun fires, though.
Oh,
that's impressive.
That's why he's called Machine Gun Kelly.
Like this? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense now. That makes sense.
Lobotomy patient Kelly. Yeah.
Oh, how...
It's like that kid who used to sniff Sharpies in school and now he's addicted to crack.
How'd you know?
That's Machine Gun Kelly, yeah.
How'd you guess my whole backstory? Because
I was there. Trust me, it's not that hard to figure out you sniff fucking Sharpies at school, buddy.
I mean, I was sniffing them every time we were at lunch together, so...
I wasn't elementary school, dude. That was high school. That explains even more, what? Dude. Even Stevie Wonder could see how retarded you are, okay?
What do you mean it wasn't elementary school?
Yeah, exactly. Anyways.
The glue was so good,
anyways. That glue. Oh. Alex, you want to check the chat? Is there anybody in the chat? Probably not, but who knows?
There was one person from when I made the cereal joke. Cereal is the best midnight food.
That is true.
I haven't eaten cereal in years, and I eat it just raw.
Dude, cereal or cold pizza? I don't give a shit what anyone says. Cold pizza is fucking great.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that.
And late at night, too, if you're very drunk and you're just coming home from drinking, or you're just drinking at home and you're miserable.
Oh, so every night.
Look, if you're Kanye West and Pete Davidson's fucking your wife and you're miserable and you got your stomping fucking boots like you're going to see the fucking Black Flag in 1983, cold pizza's good for you, man.
Oh. I'm not going to argue with that, so...
I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know.
Cold I tried pizza. To tie it all in, and it just really didn't stick the landing.
Something about your sausage on something?
Look, I rub my penis on pizza when I'm about to eat it. I get the slice, I cut the slice, I put it in my hands, and then I rub it on my balls. I just kind
of... For that little bit of extra flavor...
Yeah, and if you got toppings, it's a real mess. Oh, it's flying all over the floor, dude.
Oh, you're talking about smegma, right?
No, I don't have that because I fucking bathe. Unlike you, you're like a fucking barn animal. They hose you down every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And you can see the dirt visibly come off of you.
How else are you supposed to get washed off? That's
I just wish, like a barn animal, if you break your leg, they take the fucking, like...
Take me behind the shed?
Gun. Yeah, the fucking bolt gun and put you out of your fucking
misery. Bring me to the farm?
Yeah. That means I'd have to find someone else to be on this podcast with me. Oh, where would I find someone anywhere close to your talents, Alex?
Oh, yeah, I know. How could there anybody be as fucking talented
fucking
as me?
Fucking dust flew right past my fucking webcam.
Yeah,
bro. What the fuck?
It's not like there's fucking tumbleweeds just coming from me and then you're just taking it and just being like, alright, let's set this on fire. Like, time to throw this away. There's no point to it anymore.
I mean, you do look like Pigpen.
A Pigpen or Pigpen?
Both.
Both? Who's Pigpen?
From Charlie Brown. The guy with the little tumbleweeds.
Oh, the dude that has
the thing
dirt
you just made.
The
thing
dirt
you just made a fucking reference to. Yes.
I did not know I was making a reference.
Yeah, you did. Fucking holy, Alex.
I mean, what do you expect? Fuck it.
Were you homeschooled?
I might as well have been.
Why you're so sexually repressed and you don't understand?
I might as well have been.
Culture.
I mean, yeah. Things did not go well for me at any point in high school.
Alex,
so.
I feel like you're a person who cries when you jerk off. Be like, God is watching. God is watching.
No, Satan's watching. He's the only one that's getting me. I made sure of it.
Oh, alrighty, buddy. Alright, you take it. Hey, you do you, man. Hey,
I mean,
if you want to get fucked by a demon cock, where?
I mean, isn't that the best kind?
Demon cock is the only cock.
I mean, heaven is the whole thing about heaven.
Demon
it's,
cock,
hey, it's perfect
demon
and
cock
pure.
Just sounds like a fucking Tenacious D song, you know.
It probably is.
And I slayed the demon, but he fucked me in the ass. I don't know.
I have
Jack,
no doubt that
up,
it
I'll
is.
I'll write you some shitty songs, you know what I mean?
You'll be right on brand.
Yeah.
He knows exactly how you make music.
Yeah, I talk about people getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Every song. People are like, why do you keep bringing that up as a topic? I'm like, honestly, you're right about what you know, and I fuck people in the ass.
I mean,
so
that's really all we talk about on this podcast, how you fuck me in the ass all the time, so.
Look, okay, we don't have to, alright, are you telling me I only got one joke and it's not a very good one? Because if so,
no,
you'd be,
you're,
like,
all
I
your,
guess, correct.
All your jokes
technically
are
correct.
All your jokes are always, always perfect. It's just me that somehow always has that lighter just ready to blow it up.
By the way, that $40 I sent you on PayPal will be coming through in 20 minutes. Don't worry about it.
Wait, what?
Oh, don't worry about it. Anyways.
Wait, what?
Anyways.
What are you paying me for?
Pay. What am I not paying you for, huh, Sweetie?
Oh, no. What did I do? No.
Please welcome our special guest, famous womanizer and xenophobe, Mel Gibson. Sugar tits, you get back here, you stupid whore. Thank you, Mel Gibson.
Shouldn't you be making Passion of the Christ 2 right now?
Passion of the Christ Jew. An exclamation mark. I don't like them.
Exactly. That's the second movie.
Is that
the
only thing? That's the only thing you know of Mel Gibson from, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's because you watched the South Park episode, isn't it?
Yeah, actually. Oh, wait, no. Religion. I think religion class back in high school, they played Passion of the Christ maybe once.
That film's really not that good. I'll just say it.
I'm pretty sure they did play it in religion class, though, because why wouldn't they play that at a Catholic school?
Look, there's a lot of films where you can see someone get whipped for an hour and a half, and at least you can jerk off to those ones.
I mean, those are the fun ones.
Yeah, those are the fun ones.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Go to our OnlyFans to check it out.
check out my fucking big old gape.
Yeah.
Oh, my holy man.
We take
check
requests
out, out,
if you pay enough, so.
Check out me sticking a thumb in my ass and going with my fingers on my OnlyFans. You know? Give me the old Give him the old turkey gobble coming out of my pooper. My stinker.
And then if you want anything less hardcore, just check it out our Patreon, where we just take tasteful nudes.
Yeah, check out our Patreon, where I give my base political takes.
With tasteful nudes.
That's right. I'm edgy, and I'm cool for it.
That's right. I'm cool.
That's right. That's what's right, up, ladies.
Guys?
That's right,
Chad
ladies.
Here, I'm and I'm gamer. Here with my base political takes.
Hey, that's me, Cock Thunderjaw, famous, and I'm here to tell you about my small penis
and how women how are objects.
How small is it? How small is it? It's so small, I don't know where it is anymore.
That is surprising. Come on, Cock Thunderjaw. How could you not see your cock when it's right there?
Just, I can't find it.
How? But it's so fucking massive.
It's so small. I can't see it.
Compared to what? What are you
holy
comparing
shit,
it to?
Bro, I got the fake tears going for that bit and everything. You can't even fucking see them. That wasn't based in reality, I swear. What's up? What's next? Check, is there another comment in the chat?
There is not, but I'll check if... Because, yeah, we still have, like, 4 people watching us before I think it was about 6.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we...
That's the most we've ever... What the fuck happened? When the fuck did all these people show up? God damn!
I think people only show up when Noah's not here. I don't know why.
Dude, I gotta shill out some fucking, like, off-Mexican boner pill medication. Look, I'm telling you, this shit's gonna get you hard as fuck.
Is it gonna grow your dick, too?
For... 3 to 7 hours, sure.
Oh, that I think that's long enough.
Look, they say if things last more than 4 hours, you gotta call a doctor. But I'm saying, fuck that shit. Just keep the party going.
I mean, it's the only way to keep it going.
Look, you might drop dead of a heart attack, but that's not my fucking problem.
I mean, you're having fun while you're doing it, so.
That's right.
If you die, hey, at least you had some fun before you died.
That's true.
Yeah.
Holy shit,
and then
my
eyes
red, dude.
You're going to embarrass yourself afterwards anyway. You might as well have fun before you die, because you're going to embarrass yourself by shitting yourself once you die anyway.
Yeah, plus if you got a hot wife, she's probably getting fucked at the wake.
Yeah.
Just saying it.
Just immediately, as soon as there was some other guy there. Yeah, no.
You're getting fucking raw dog, dude.
Yeah, you're already gone. You're not a problem to her anymore. You were just a paycheck anyway.
Your kid's got a new daddy now.
Oh.
And they don't respect him either.
Yeah.
He's got a yacht. He listens to a lot of Michael McDonald from Doobie Brothers. They also listen to Steely Dan. On the boat. The kids do not like this guy. But they never liked you either. And soon they will call him dad. And you will be forgotten.
Don't
forever.
Worry. The mailman was dad all along. You weren't the father.
Aw, shit!
You're dead. It doesn't matter.
Should've known!
I mean, did they look like you at all? How could you not have known?
I thought 2 white people could have black kids. I thought that was nature. What if... What? Are you telling me?
No.
Are you telling me it was Doug the fucking mailman?
I'm sorry, but yes, it was Doug the mailman. You're what?
Are you fucking telling me I killed myself with fucking giant cock syndrome from these Mexican voter pills to fuck my wife, but she was fucking the mailman?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
By the way, this is a script for my Pete Davidson documentary. That's going to be based on future events that may or may not happen.
Unfortunately, you were also infertile, so.
My balls!
Oh no,
I knew I shouldn't have stuck them in the microwave.
Yeah. I mean, they're helpful.
I wanted to get them nice and toasty, you know.
It's helpful to warm them up a little bit, but unfortunately, yours were just full dead the whole time. You couldn't do anything.
I shouldn't have put them in for 4 minutes on high.
Oh no, that's absolutely needed for any healthy man. You need to put it in the microwave for 4 minutes.
I just air fried my penis. Help me.
That's where you went wrong. Hey, Reddit, you air fried it.
I just air fried my penis and now it looks like jumbo shrimp. What the fuck do I do?
Unfortunately,
why is it battered?
Unfortunately, you should have broiled it. That's how you properly do it.
Broiled it. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I should have put the broil option on. I knew it. There was a broil option and I didn't use it. Yeah. I was really a fool for that.
You should have went with your first instinct to broil, because as soon as you went air fry, you fucked yourself there. No pun intended.
Like, if I had baked it, it would have been half all right. You know?
Yeah.
The broil's good.
Yeah, if you baked it, like, it would have gone somewhere nice, but no. You fucked yourself as soon as you went air fry. Yeah.
Alex, how's the chat going? You gotta keep eyes on that.
There's
notify
still...
me if something new comes up.
There's...
Yep, I knew there was nothing.
We are not that... I'm not that funny. You're hilarious, of course. Every time. Look at this guy joking about how unfunny he is. Like, come on, guys. Let's give him a round of applause for how funny this man is. No.
Do I get, like, a bouquet of flowers? Is this, like, like the Miss Universe pageant?
No. Not at all.
You only
get a round of applause. You aren't that important. Jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Consolation Prize for Podcast Host of the Year Award. And then it's just me coming out in a fucking, like, tuxedo singing Lady by Styx. Lady!
No, it wouldn't even be a tuxedo. It would be one of those split red dresses with one leg just coming out the whole time.
No, I'm the host.
Oh.
And I come down the stairs. Like, you know, there's a big stairs. It's like the Oscar stage with a giant stage.
Oh, that.
The women are all in their sashes and going like, and I'm coming down. I'm like, Lady! Since the moment I saw
you. Just slowly stripping the whole time.
Yeah. Just slowly just trying to get as close to the women as possible.
They're slowly moving away. They don't care if they fall off. Just like,
please, no.
Please, no. Oh, no.
One of them falls off the fucking stage.
Fuck, my leg. Oh, I'm glad.
I guess she's not winning tonight. Oh. We're not giving fucking Mrs. Colombian Gaptooth a fucking award tonight. Hey! Mm. Oh, it goes to Korea. Yeah, sorry, folks. It's
North or
Korea
South?
Korea won. Yeah. All right. Good night. Thank you for coming by.
North or South? We really want to know.
One of these judges is a Hollywood producer, so you'll know what's gonna have come up in the news in 10 years. Alrighty, thank you. And then I just walk off the stage.
I really just
the woman getting addressed by EMTs for busting a fucking face. All the women are confused.
Damn, I really wanted to know if it was North or South. Guess
live
I'll never know.
From the glorious Airport Hilton Conference Room in Newark, New Jersey. Oh!
Newark, Jersey. I was gonna... Fuck.
Newark, New Jersey, yeah.
Newark, Jersey.
Newark, New Jersey! New Jizzy.
New Jizzy. That seems...
New Jizzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite state.
The worst fucking... I want an award show to be hosted in the worst fucking city possible.
Denver.
No, Denver's a nice city.
Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago is fine.
San Francisco?
Why are you giving out popular cities? No, I'm thinking like Panama City, Florida. Like, absolute fucking filth bag shithole.
I don't know.
From the glorious...
Because I only know the
live
popular
from
cities.
The glorious Best Western and... in eastern Panama City, Florida.
I only know the popular cities. Like, do you think I really learned all the unpopular ones?
Yeah, well, I have, because I've been there, and you don't want to go.
My condolences.
Yeah,
my condolences.
I passed away. I actually died in Panama City, Florida, from just being too rad.
Yeah, this is all a pre-recorded show on his part.
Yeah,
his family
this
just hit play.
It's gonna be a memorial section where I sing through the entire an extended version of "Lady" by Styx.
Yeah,
and it goes straight into "Come Sail Away," straight into Mr. Roboto. All Styx, you get nothing else. And it's sung badly. It's like me trying to croon badly.
Yeah. So you guys have fun. This is the last time you'll see Ethan.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Let's not make jokes about that. You know, whatever. Twitch is gets very upset about shit like that.
That's
so
important. In GTA.
Moving on over to a new conversation,
In GTA.
In GTA. Bro, I tried to get GTA to work on my computer. That game's fucking ported as actual dog shit. Also, my computer's not, like,
the old ones
good.
That they were selling?
GTA 5. Okay. No, GTA 5, dude.
Oh.
This game runs like dog shit. I can run Halo at 60 frames per second. Halo Infinite. On good graphics. But on the lowest graphics, I can't run fucking GTA at 60 per second when I hit the city for some reason.
Wait, online?
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Just in general, you can't run
just
it?
Just in general, if I'm in the desert, it's good. It runs great. Fucking fantastic. I don't care about the graphics, you know? But as soon as I hit the city in the game, it's like it automatically just fucking drops to like 15 frames per second.
So, nothing that you can play with then.
Yeah, it's literally unplayable. Yeah.
God. Oh, that must be terrible.
Yeah. It is. It sucks. I'll say that.
Well,
so I'll tell you right now, you fucker.
Yeah, I did fuck her, so.
Fuck who? Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
You fucked her?
Yeah. Of course I fucked Pete Davidson.
Dame Pete.
Who'd you expect me to do it with?
Please tell me you didn't rub your skeet on Pete Davidson. Don't rub your skeet on Pete. Come on.
Yeah.
That's
of course
nasty.
I rubbed my skeet on Pete.
You just rubbed your feces in his face?
Yeah. He loved it.
Did he get a tattoo of you? Is it beside his one of Hillary Clinton on his fucking calf muscle?
Yeah.
Look.
Were you there?
I'm not.
Actually,
Look.
Of
I'm
course
not,
you were there.
I'm not,
you're always there.
I'm not going to get political, but if there's one woman I'm getting a fucking tattoo of, if you gotta choose, it sure as fuck isn't Hillary Clinton. Alright? You'd have to go through basically every Victoria's Secret model, every famous Hollywood actress, and Betty White before I get to Hillary Clinton. There's no fucking way.
The Queen of England isn't above Betty White?
Yeah, I put her. Is she not a Victoria's Secret model?
No, unfortunately not.
She hasn't been signed yet?
Unfortunately not. I think we all are really looking forward to that issue.
Hello and welcome back to the Victoria's Secret's model runway. And it looks like the Queen Mother is coming out and, oh, she is throwing it back. Alrighty. Lovely summer dress there. And coming up next, we have Charles in a leopard print thong. Very nice, very nice. Very nice.
We all love Charles. That beautiful
everybody
man.
Loves Charles. Come on. Everybody hates Chris Rock. I'm about to slay yo.
Ooh.
Look, we put out some tweets the other day. Speaking of which, you can check out our Twitter.
Nightcast TV, right?
You can check out our Twitter. I believe it's Nightcast_TV. Let me check. Should I have that just kind of, you know, knowledge of our Twitter up?
Maybe.
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 But I'm I'm not always. It is at nightcast_TV on Twitter. And I put out a couple tweets. I said,
Betty White's the sexiest woman alive.
Oh, I haven't sent that out yet. But,
oh, just no. Wait. I guess it would be Betty White's the sexiest woman now.
No, I'm still putting alive. She's alive and she's in Nashville with Elvis, I swear. No, I put out these tweets. One that said, fuck Will Smith and his bald ass wife. And then I think I put out one under a thread. The next one was, you should have been more focused slapping the other men's dicks out of his wife's mouth. I thought it was funny.
That is funny.
Obviously, he wouldn't. Look.
Well, we're looking to get canceled.
Am I saying that I want to do a charity boxing match with Will Smith? Yes. Am I saying would it pull any money?
No.
Yes, but off of his name only.
Oh.
Look, I'll do it for charity. And I would beat his fucking ass.
Quite literally.
It would be fucking hilarious. I'd fly. I would. You know what? I'd get Chris Rock out there. You know what I mean? He'd be my hype man.
Tag team him.
He'd be like Flavor Flav, dude, in Public Enemy. You He's and like, yeah, boy!
You and Chris Rock tag teaming Will Smith.
No, that's the after show event on fucking Pornhub, buddy. We don't need that. We don't need that, bro. We don't need that.
I would beat his fucking ass, dude.
Before. Am I saying I want to fight Will Smith? Yes, but for charity, in a refereed fight, boxing fight.
Yeah, only way to do it
live on Twitch with sponsors for charity.
Yeah,
look, I want to make this happen. I want to make this happen. I want to schedule it for like a year. Let me learn how to box first. I don't know how. And I might get my ass whooped, but it's worth it because it'd be worth it for charity.
Yeah.
He's just finished. He's like beating me up. I'm about to go down. He finishes off with the fucking slap. Oh, he's fucking. Dude, he fucking died. He slapped him to death.
Just we tweet about it afterwards. Chris Rock couldn't fucking slap a fly to death. Just immediately Chris afterwards. Rock?
Why are we shitting on Chris Rock?
I thought no, I was trying Will to Smith. Defend
Chris Rock.
Will Smith. Yeah.
Even though I get my ass.
Yeah. Right afterwards,
look,
we write.
Look, if there's one dream that God could make come true, it would be a charity boxing event with the headline, or even just a random match. Me versus Will Smith.
You versus some Will Smith lookalike.
No, just Will Smith. And it's for charity.
I
want this more than anything ever.
What charity were you thinking, though? Or would it just be like, you chose a random one after?
Yeah. The charity of my fucking wallet. my fucking bank account transit number. Yeah. This is a charity. No, I don't know. Dude,
yeah.
I'd make it. Let's make it fucking happen. Dude, I'll fight three guys. Boxing match. Three-way boxing match.
Chris Rock, Will Smith, and bald wife.
No, no.
Versus you.
No, no, no. No, no. I'm not hit with it. That's unacceptable. What I would do is throw, like, some guy that, I don't know, I just like.
Me.
Their content of, I don't know, fucking.
Me.
Hassan. Let's throw Hassan in there, dude.
Hassan.
Content fucking sucks. He can eat a fucking Cobb salad as I'm beating his ass for charity. For charity. For charity. That's the only acceptable time to hit people is when you're giving money to children with cancer.
Oh, so I guess that's the charity you're giving to now.
Who's gonna refuse? Would you refuse to fight someone to help children with cancer? What kind of monster are you? That's a trick to lure them in. I want to fight somebody. I'm gonna throw cuffs. Will I get my ass kicked? Definitely yes. Yes. I'm a big guy, but I don't know how to fight. I don't have
Well, that's why you use your shirt, your sheer size, just to be like, just to look even bigger and then
make them run away. Am I gonna wear boxing shorts? No. I'm wearing a fucking Speedo.
Yeah.
It's, dude.
I was thinking leotard, but I guess a, Speedo works.
Show up in like a fucking wrestling outfit. Look like Hulk Hogan.
Look like me back in high school. Anytime I fucking wrestled, just like fucking weird as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't look weird as fuck just then, dude. You look weird as fuck all the time.
Yeah.
Look. Do I have any fighting experience in my life? Not really. Does Will Smith? Example A, I guess, would be fucking
Chris Rock.
Sunday. I want to fight Will Smith. I'm going to say it. Have we been talking about this too long? Probably. Alex, what's the chat looking like? Is it still empty?
Still dead as fuck. Just like my... Alrighty, just like my love life.
Just like my actual life. Empty.
No. I think my love life is worse.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You're unlovable.
Let's take a look at my love life and let's see who loves me.
Take a look at this 10-point PowerPoint presentation.
No, it'd be like 100. It'd be
ever love this man.
No, it wouldn't be 10-point. It'd be like 100-point just to go over every single flaw I have.
That's more of like thesis. You know how. Is that what they're called? Theses?
Thesis would be the first thing that you go off of. So the 10-page would be the thesis. The 100-page would be the actual thing you go for. So that would be the essay.
No. What's it called? Does anyone know what the fuck it's called when...
Thesis statement. It's the starting thing for anything. English? I cannot, because sometimes still have a list.
Here, you talk about something and let me fucking search this.
I'm gonna keep going on about the thesis thing. I'm pretty sure the thesis is the first part of an essay, where it's what you go off of in the first place. It's the question you're asking that you answer using the rest of your essay. So, like... Fucking what? I can't think of a whatever statement now.
Dissertation. Dissertation, that's the word.
Yeah.
That took
thesis
me a while.
Is the starting sentence
so,
of it.
So it would be a summarized version of the dissertation. Was that worth it? No. Did I learn something? For now, I'll fucking forget it.
No. I feel like I'm getting at least tomorrow. PhD. At least tomorrow.
I'm getting a PhD in fucking your mom. Hell. Oh.
Wait. You're a PhD in your doctor. Actually, don't you already have? What's your PhD
doctor
in?
Doctor Pussonomics.
Oh, that's why you're Doctor Reverend. What's your name?
No, I faked. Look.
Reverend Doctor something.
Reverend Ethan Cameron, PhD, okay? Let's not make it complicated. And I faked the doctorate, but the ordained part is real. I don't know what church I'm ordained in. I don't know. I did it as a joke, just for the memes.
I think I did.
I could have just... It would have been easier to just say I did it instead of actually doing it. But I did it.
I think I'm technically ordained too, but it's too... Oh, I forget what it is. I want to say it's something...
How would you let me work... Let God work through me and let me bless your pussy?
I already let you have free access to my pussy, so I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Damn! Free access to this pussy. There ain't no toll to go through this tunnel.
I mean, you already use it, like, daily. Like, what else do you want?
Bro, you got dicks going in and out of your ass like the New Jersey Turnpike.
No, it's only yours. For some reason, nobody else took up my offer. Like, I offered a lot of people.
Bro, you got dicks going out of the internet, your ass like the New Jersey Turnpike, boy.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I offered so many people, but, like, only you took me up on that offer. It's kind of weird.
Well, you shouldn't. One, you shouldn't be offering at the elementary school playground to the teachers. It's sus.
Yeah.
They're like, please, not at work, we're calling the police. And you're like, what the fuck? I didn't
know. Well, they said not at work. So.
So you followed them home?
Yeah.
I had to follow you off 3 city buses to get here.
I know you noticed me the whole time, but you should have told me to stop at some point, but you didn't. So do you want this or not?
Oh my god. That's real creepy. I want to switch the conversation. Alex, what time are we at here?
We are almost an hour now. We're at 59.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, I'm good to keep going if you are.
Yeah.
Do I have anything else? Any other jokes to talk about? Fuck no. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. He's as dry as my humor.
I'm about as dry as your pussy, boy.
Ah. Well, that's why we use lube. Lube is very useful for many things. Including if you're starving to death.
Did I tell you about how I tried to write jokes for stand-up?
You did?
I was like, you know what? You know what? I'll write one. I'll try it once. I just want to try it once to say I did it. Dude, these jokes, they fucking suck. I'm telling you right now. These jokes fucking suck.
Why don't we go through your stand-up jokes, then?
Let's see.
Let's go through them.
Is there anything... If they're too bad, I'm not even gonna... It's so embarrassing. I may not even bring them up. I gotta get a new notebook.
You're almost full up? You filled yourself up.
I'm filling her up, boys. Oh yeah. What do we got? These are first drafts. I should say this, okay. What was this? Oh yeah. All right, let's try this. This is like the most I make jokes about dicks all the time, but somehow reading out a well prepared version is more nerve wracking than just sitting here. Alright, let me just do it. Alright, like, you know, man, you missed out if you weren't gaming online before 2015. It was fantastic. Then the social justice warriors had to ruin it all. I miss logging on to games and having pedophiles try to get me to tell them when and where I get off the bus from school. It really made me feel like I belonged. I miss being in the position to turn down people, you know? I'm like, sorry, Ray from Bakersfield, but my pussy will be staying intact. It's hard, you know? Now I have to pick up women. Sucks. Women assume that because of the things I do and how I look that I'm an incel. That's just not true. I'm just fucking weird. Alright? I do feel bad for most incels, though. All they need is $1 million. Like, have you seen Anthony Davis? I wouldn't fuck him with a 10-foot pole. If there is anyone on Earth that is unfuckable, it is Anthony Davis from the Lakers. And that's about it. I gotta work on that more. But I... That's something.
It's almost as if you were reading out my life just now. Wow.
I don't think they're very good. I'll try them again.
I mean, you're doing what most comedians do and read off somebody's life.
Yeah. My own life. And how I think Anthony Davis is unfuckable. Would you fuck him with that nasty looking caterpillar falling across his fucking face?
I don't know.
Man's
who
a
Anthony
millionaire.
Davis is.
He refuses to shave his fucking unibrow. Come on, man.
Like, I at least try sometimes for my fucking unibrow.
Was he waiting to get, like, Was he waiting to get like 300 million to shave his fucking unibrow?
Oh, this ooh.
Things, yeah, ooh, yeah, exactly. Ooh. Your first reaction to someone is ooh. All he's got to do is shave that eyebrow, man. That unibrow. All he's got to do is like make a little thing in the middle.
Yeah.
Is just... it mean to make fun of how Anthony Davis looks?
No.
Yes. Do I care?
No.
No. Maybe a little bit.
No, you don't. You shouldn't care. Why should you?
Is it a joke? No, it's not a joke. This is real life.
Everything is real life. Everything we say is absolutely true, and you should take it to heart.
I'm having sex with whores in the Matrix.
I mean, the Matrix is the best way to do it. At least you can do whatever you want there.
Alex, I want to write a stand-up routine for you, and I already said this a couple weeks
ago. Oh, wait, yeah. You want to write a stand-up routine?
Dude, I want to give you the worst fucking routine.
I would probably hesitate the whole time, just like, should I like, really
you're gonna
say
need,
this?
You're gonna need a police escort to leave the fucking building, and even then, the police will not get there on time. You're gonna get fucking lynched.
I mean,
you're gonna be fucking hanging from the fucking curtain rod on the stage, dude.
I expect it every day of my life, so...
Dude, I would give you the worst... I would just imagine, what is the worst thing you could say? Just imagine, what is the worst thing you could do in public? And then I'll make you say it.
What is the worst thing I could do in public?
Dude, it would be so bad. It would be, like, beyond... It would just be terrible. But it would be funny for me because I wouldn't say it.
I'm actually interested. What is the worst thing I could say in public that would get me immediately murdered? And then I can't say it on a stage.
I can't say it. That's the thing. I can't say it. I can think of a couple things that you could say if you don't want to live anymore. Yeah. I'm not going to say them. Because I'd be fucked.
We'd get canceled immediately.
That would. Hey, I'm just saying right now, boy. That would cook my turkey, if you know what I mean. I'm just a southern gentleman.
You just start manscaping in public.
I want to start something called a. I feel like this is probably a joke that's been done. I don't fucking know. A southern gentleman's club.
I don't think I've
with
ever...
all the strippers talk like Foghorn Leghorn. I say, that's a pretty looking. You got some long legs there, boy.
I don't think I've ever...
You put that $10 bill in my pussy, boy.
I feel like there would be some.
It's not a great joke. It's not. I'm trying, okay?
Well,
man, I'm trying.
Let's be honest here. I think somebody would go for that. Let's be honest here. Somebody would go for it. And that somebody's me.
Like
I would go for
just,
it. I would spend all
I
my
just
money
suggested,
there.
I just suggested an SNL skit for Pete Davidson to star in. I'll say, boy, do stick that $1 bill in my pussy.
Let's be honest. If that were an actual place, I would go there. I would lose all my life savings to it.
And they're dressed like Colonel
Sanders
as well. The women are.
Oh, I'm going into debt then. God,
yeah.
Colonel Sanders and Foghorn Leghorn.
God, fuck! Yeah! I'm gonna fuck the Colonel!
I'm... Who could turn down...
I'm about to pop that fucking Colonel with my dick!
Who could turn down the Colonel and Foghorn Leghorn?
Dude, I'm about to give him 11
Perfect.
Herbs and spices right down his fucking throat. Okay?
Perfect.
He's not. Yeah.
Just magnificent.
It's a good show. I think we should have end credits to this show. You know, podcast. You know, it's just me going like, and then it's like. Freeze frame, and it's like da 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 da, and all the names go bypass. We just put in bullshit names really quickly.
What
ends
was
with
it?
Like
Cock Thunderjaw,
like fucking...
Sally Long Tits. Wow, what's the male news anchor? Chet. The male news anchor. Oh, what was his name?
Phil Dickerson?
Yeah. It's just all the characters that have ever been made just slowly scrolling through. Just like, wow, so many people.
So many people.
Except they're all Ethan. They're all
ways of making me, they're all vehicles for me to make jokes about dicks.
They're all Ethan's alternate personalities that are slowly coming out.
Look, do you know how hard it is to make different dick jokes every week?
Well, you just technically made one now, so.
Yeah.
So, not very hard.
I told you, it's not.
Just like me, all the time.
Wasn't even trying there. I was just being serious. It's hard. Hard work, man.
Yeah.
I can't fucking handle it. I can't fucking handle it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I have. Alex, you got anything to shout out?
Anything? No. The only thing I have, you know, is my thing that I don't really post on, and that I need to get a better microphone for, so then I can actually make.
I know what you're talking about. You do Twitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not actually shouting out my channel because I don't have anything good right now, because I need to get a better microphone, so then I can.
So your microphone is not good enough to do Twitch streams, but it's good enough to do this Twitch stream.
No, because I'm talking about my PlayStation microphone.
Oh.
That one. You know that one.
The one that sounds like you're on a. You're calling in a fucking airstrike during the Gulf War? Yeah.
Exactly.
I know what it fucking sounds like.
That one. That's why I'm not shouting myself out, because I don't have anything good right now.
I'm pretty sure the audio quality of the guy announcing the fucking Hindenburg blowing up was better than that fucking mic. Ew, that's a bad joke. That one did not land well. Fuck. That wasn't even kind of like the Hindenburg. It did not land well. I can say that. Fuck, that was a good one, Alex. I'm proud of you for that one. Wow.
One of the few times somebody said they're proud of me.
Somebody's brain cells are starting to fire back up again.
Well, it's because I've been drinking. Me. And I had the creative juices flowing, because you told me about the journaling thing, and that somewhat
worked. I don't
want to
hear about your creative juices, dude. I don't want to hear about your creative
I could get
juices.
A lot more juices flowing if you want.
I don't. I really don't. I really... If there's one thing in this world that I want to happen, is to fight Will Smith. If there's two things in this world, is to fight Will Smith and never hear about your creative juices again. Do you want to check the chat? See one last time before we get ready to wrap things up.
We're dead.
We're still dead.
We're dead as Cleopatra.
Well, she is dead.
So.
That's true. Well, Alex, you got anything else to shout out besides the Twitch? Nothing? Nothing
no.
at all?
No. Nothing no. I feel like shouting out.
I do. I actually do.
Yeah, Ethan has some good stuff to shout out.
I wouldn't say that. I have a new channel that I started. Just kind of me, on my own. Me, my sweet little self, me. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's me. Just, I'm living my life as a cam girl. Should I seriously talk? Okay, so, yeah.
Yes.
I basically
yes, you should,
because
it's good.
Start my own channel. It's... You'll hear more about it in the coming weeks when I got more content up on there. There's just only like probably 4 minutes worth of content on the channel now. I'll put the link in the YouTube video below. By the way, check out our YouTube. The link, I don't know if it's linked on Twitch. It should be, hopefully. If not, just search up Nightcast and you'll be able to find us. There. Check out our Twitter at Nightcast_TV, I believe. And what else do we got to shout out? Oh, we're on basically every audio streaming platform. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, or we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, all the important ones.
There's Ethan's other podcast if you want to check that out. Hot Topics, Cold Drinks.
You can check us out. You can check out us out there. It's been a little while since we posted. We're just trying to reorganize that one, actually. Kind of get it more optimized and easier work for everybody involved. So we're working on that. And that's about it. Make sure to check our YouTube channel within the week, because we'll kind of post highlight videos. You know, maybe you don't feel like watching the full episode one week. We get that. I don't want to watch any of them ever. I don't even want to be here. So I can't blame you for not wanting to watch. Oh. But if you want to get what we think are our favorite parts of episodes each week, or even go and revisit favorite parts from old episodes, you can just do that. You just go in. We got our Nightcast highlights. And we're hoping to do a little more content. And if you're listening audio-wise, I'm not sure about video-wise, there'll be a special bonus episode coming out this week. So you'll have to check that out. Alex, you're bringing your laptop where we're going, right?
I suggested bringing it. Like, my phone works. If you want me to also bring my laptop, I'm good to bring that. Whatever.
Might as well bring both. Yeah, so we will your laptop has a webcam, right?
Has a little webcam on it. I also just thought of suggesting I could do something dumb and stream myself on this channel trying to learn how to Photoshop and all that. So I could do that and make content showing my dumb ass trying to learn something.
You know what? I think that's a great idea, and we'll talk about it afterwards. So stay tuned for Alex's journey, a retard's journey through Photoshop. All right. So we want to thank you for... we're not going to play the music again.
No.
We're not going to subject you to that stuff. We want to thank you, everybody who's watched. It was great to see... I think that's probably the most people we've had at a time watch one of our...
I think we still have four people on. Four people have been on basically the whole time, it looked like.
Well, thank you for watching. That's amazing.
We appreciate everyone that decides to watch our dumbasses. Like, this is...
Yeah, we're not as consistent as I would like us to be. We are working on it. We promise. We're trying to get more content out there, and we're working on more things, and we're just trying to get better content because we fucking suck.
I'm trying to get better at things. I'm part of the reason this is kind of just...
He's trying to learn how to use his bowels now. But we won't hold you on any longer. Why am I talking like this? What am I, fucking Walter Cronkite?
Yeah.
And in the news, some guy got beheaded in Vietnam again today. So anyways, on that cheery note.
On that we'll beautiful see you next note. Time. Thank you. Yeah, goodbye.
Thank you. Have a good night.